Some people expected Brett Favre to retire more than a year ago. Instead, he stuck around for one of his greatest seasons. He made the Super Bowl, and now he says he's retiring. For more, we're joined by commentator John Feinstein. John, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
I suppose first we should ask if we believe this retirement is real and permanent.
I actually think it is, because Favre is not one of these athletes who has said, I'm retiring and then come back, I'm retiring and then come back. He's wavered the last really 3 or 4 years before announcing, yes, I'm coming back to play. This is a little bit of a surprise because, as you said, he's coming off one of his greatest seasons ever. The Packers were, you know, one play from making the Super Bowl, and he would have been the MVP if Tom Brady hadn't broken every passing record on the planet this year. So in that sense, it's a surprise. But when you're 38 and your body has taken the beating he's taken and you have to prepare for another long season, you can see why this would happen.
Well, now, the last moment that we see Brett Favre on television will have been that NFC Championship game that you mentioned where they threw a pass. He threw a pass. It was intercepted. The
right.
Giants went on to win. It was an upset. But what accomplishments will be remembered from before then?
Well, there's so many numbers. Most touchdown passes ever, 442. Try to imagine that. But I think the number that people will always talk about is he started 275 consecutive games dating back to 1993. And that's just extraordinary in a league where quarterbacks are routinely knocked out year after year, game after game. In fact, 64 different guys started games at quarterback for the 32 NFL teams last year. That's an average of 2 per team. Brett Favre was never out of the lineup for the Packers for 16 years.
Was he well protected or just that durable under
durable.
The pressure?
He played hurt a lot. He had wrist injuries, knee injuries. He went through a period where he was dealing with an addiction to alcohol and painkillers, came out and admitted it, and just played through everything. No matter what, he got on the field.
Is there one memory or one game that stands out for you in his
career?
Yeah,
I mean, besides leading the Packers back to the Super Bowl after they had been out of it for almost 30 years when they won in 1997, he played in a Monday night game the day after his dad, Irvin, who was also his coach, died suddenly of a heart attack, and threw 4 touchdown passes. It was one of those things out of a movie where his teammates rose up and he rose up and they crushed the Oakland Raiders 41-7. No one will ever forget that about Brett Favre.
And never stopped competing, including in that NFC Championship.
Oh, absolutely. Right to the very end. He was trying to make a play in overtime when Corey Webster made the interception. And, you know, again, in the movies, Brett Favre wins that game and they go on and win the Super Bowl. But as we all know, life isn't a movie. But he sure had a career that was pretty close to it.
John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
That's the comments of John Feinstein, whose most recent book is Cover Up Mystery at the Super Bowl. Brett Favre has announced that he is retiring from the NFL after a Pro Bowl season, a season in which his team made it to the NFC Championship game.